Welcome to FCDA Economic Spotlight. This program is designed to educate and inform listeners about Franklin County Development Association, their members and supporters. In addition to being heard each Thursday on 104.9 KLMJ, FCDA Economic Spotlight can also be found as a podcast at radioonthego.com. With today's Economic Spotlight, here's FCDA Director Mary Amsbaugh.
Thank you for joining us. Today I'm meeting with Sean Dietz, Sean's owner of the radio station, and Brooke Bemler. Brooke works with the Small Business Development, Nyack Papa John, located out at Nyack. Thank you for joining us, guys.
Oh, wow. We're so lucky to be here with you, Mary, and inviting us on your show. I am with the Papa John Center, with the Small Business Development Center on the Nyack campus. And it's just one of the things we do is we offer free confidential counseling. And I had the privilege to work with Sean, which is really kind of cool on how that happened.
Well, I noticed, congratulations, Sean. Sean was the Entrepreneur of the Month for February. And when I saw that, I was like, oh, this is perfect, because there's a lot of people out there that maybe have an idea for a business, or, you know, wonder, would this be viable or not? And I didn't know Sean had gone through that process with Brooke. So maybe, Sean, can you share a little bit about that, how that worked?
Yeah, absolutely. So the kind of idea for ownership, you know, was planted a long time ago. But when it started becoming reality, that's when I called Brooke, because there are little pieces, you know, you might think you know how to run a business that you work at, or you might know little different things, but there are details that are involved, the small minor details that go on behind the scenes in the process of a purchase or in the process of even running a small business that a lot of people don't think about. And it obviously helped having known Brooke from being around Hampton, but also as a Nyack grad, I knew the SBTC existed. So that was all very helpful. But just to lay out there, yeah, we went through all kinds of steps in terms of, you know, figuring out how to approach financing a large purchase, how to approach evaluating fair value, how to analyze what to look out for with cash flow from month to month inside the business. And Brooke and his office were able to walk through all of that with us. And it's a great service for North Iowa.
Brooke, can you tell us a little bit on your end how that all works?
Yeah, basically we just ask that the client fill out a request for counseling, and that consists of saying that everything we talk about is confidential and they agree they won't compensate us, which it's free and confidential. First thing is we try to get to a business, someone who has a great business idea, is to make sure that there's not an existing business for sale. In North Central Iowa, we have a lot of businesses with older owners, and putting together a transition plan. And that's one of the things I think that Craig Donnelly, what an attribute to the community, that he wanted to put something together that kept the station local and locally owned. And we have to look at our main streets and our communities to say, how do we continue to keep these businesses going and putting a transition together? And the first of all is to put a value, how to value a business, which is one of the things we do free of charge. If you're thinking about what is my business worth, there is algorithms and formulas that can be put together, and we can give them a good idea of what their business is worth. Then the second is, can we get financing? And there's two levels to that. Is a person bankable? And if there's a problem with their credit score, we can help with that too. There's people in the state that want to help you. And then the second is working through, is the business of right value? And that's why that pricing is a key thing. And then, of course, putting together the financing and local financing and things like revolving loan funds and gap financing and those type of things. So we try to put that together to keep our businesses going in our communities.
I think sometimes people think, oh, that was a good idea Sean had, and he must have did that over the weekend and made the decision. How long a process was that with you, Sean?
Well, years. First of all, I mean, it wasn't an idea that Sean had, but I appreciate the credit. But no, I mean, obviously, you know, I worked here for several years before Craig decided to sell the station. And, you know, like Brooke said, credit to Craig and Kathy Donnelly is they wanted to keep this radio station owned locally, and they did not want to have to look for an outside investor or an outside owner if at all possible. And in any local atmosphere, that's very important, but it's also a next level of importance in the broadcasting industry because of all of the services that we offer to local businesses and to just the general public, just being able to have that local tie. So from the time I knew that, you know, Craig wanted to sell the business to me if possible until the time everything was said and done, we were looking at about, I think, about 9 months from the time I got that first phone call until closing. And an encouragement that I would have for any business owner that's listening is start putting together that succession plan today. What does that look like? Start looking at some of the employees that are currently in your operation who maybe they need some confidence built up, or you know, maybe they need some leadership training or something along those lines. Give them what they need so that that way we can keep your business locally owned.
Locally owned is huge. You know, I think about when I get ready for work in the morning, I listen to KLMJ. I hear what's going on in the communities, the weather, the sport, local sports. You know, I think people appreciate that. You're not listening to something that's going on in a big city nearby.
Yeah. So our philosophy is local first, and I think that's the philosophy of most local businesses. Yes, there are cases and instances where we have to reach outside, and you still have to get the things that you need, but that's mm-hmm. why it's all the more important to have more local businesses. The more local businesses there are, the more we can supply each other and the more we can help each other and have that cooperative spirit. So, yeah, I would just encourage, like I say, business owners who might be hearing this to start that succession plan, start identifying employees, no matter what stage of ownership you're in, because, hey, some things are unplanned and you know, we have to have a plan in place even for the unplanned.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good way to put it.
Like that?
Yeah, I like that. All right. So, Brooke, if people are thinking about, you know, getting started on something on their own, how can they reach you? What's the best route?
Just call the NIAC Papa John Center. We're on the web under Papa John, papajohncenter.com. They can also give us a call at 641-422-4212. 641-422-4212. And again, if you go out on our site and request counseling, we'll get with you as soon as possible.
Well, great. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to FCDA Economic Spotlight, heard each Thursday on 104.9 KLMJ and available as a podcast at radioonthego.com. Franklin County Development Association thanks the following entities for sponsoring this program through their investment in FCDA: the Franklin County Supervisors, City of Hampton, and the Franklin County Rural Electric Cooperative. Learn more about doing business in Franklin County by visiting franklincountyiowa.com.